Georgia, Mintridge provide positive role models in sport.
Yeah, definitely. They've just been set up as a charity to help go into local schools and clubs, providing coaching sessions or presentations and talks, just to help, you know, really inspire sort of young kids from a young age to get active and to get involved in sport.
How did you get involved with them?
Just for a coaching day that I did with them. Pamela Cookie is also an ambassador for them. And so that's how I got in touch with Alex, who's the director of Mintridge, and I've done a few events since. I just really, really love it, with a real wide range of kids that you see.
And the other netball ambassadors are Pamela and Ebony as well, so nice to be among them.
Yeah, definitely. And it's quite nice, I guess, for the schools and their inquiring that they have sort of farm from a defence point of view, goal shooter point of view, and sort of a midcourt point of view as well. So it's a real good mixture of like specific player positions that they've got as well there.
They're involved with a lot of different sports as well. So have you had the advantage of being at an ambassadors meeting where you all served small chocolates with little nuts on top of them?
Yeah, so they have lots of training days with a company called Switch to Play, and they're just all about actually helping athletes once they've reached sort of the end of their career and retire from their sport on what to do next. So, you know, we've attended sort of a few of those days as well and all got to know each other. And then it's a real good mix of athletes that are on board.
What was it like on that initial call to be asked to help out?
When I first got asked if I could go and help, I didn't really know what I was signing myself into. I said, yeah, of course, I'll come along. And just as I've done more and more camps with them, I just really sort of like their ethos about sort of reaching out to a wide range of different kids, different schools, different types of schools. So I'm just really, really, really enjoying getting out to coach with them.
It's not just the coaching appearance, or is it? There's regular Skype calls and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I've actually just finished a six-month mentoring scheme with two athletes that I selected out of a coaching day that I did with about 30 different girls there. And I got to choose two that I really wanted to sort of help and develop. I finished a six-month sort of mentoring scheme with them. And they're actually coming to watch our game against Manchester Thunder on the 21st of April. So it'll be really nice to sort of stay in touch with them and just see their progression over the year.
You must get loads out of it. Can you see the difference in the players?
Yeah, definitely. Especially, this is the first mentoring scheme that I've just finished. And definitely one of the girls I had, the development that you just see in her confidence from sort of Skype session number one to 6 months on, just, you know, the confidence has really, really grown. And I think it's also given the girls a belief that actually, you know, if you do want to compete at a higher level, it is achievable. Yes, you have to put in the hard work, that you can definitely get there. And what with the setup of so many different under-21s, under-19s, under-15 squads that have all been set up now with the franchises, there's so much more opportunity to get involved at high-level sport from a younger age. And that's far more opportunity than what I had as a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old. So for them, you know, I think it's just given them the encouragement and the belief that the opportunities are there, and it's completely up to them if they want to work hard to get them.
You've always done camps at Storm, but this takes it to a different level.
Yeah, a real different level. And, you know, I love doing the Storm camps. And, you know, it's really good to see sort of half-term camp upon half-term camp. You get sort of the same girls that are returning, as well as some new girls as well. But actually getting to travel around sort of most of the UK. We've done camps down in Brighton, up in Leeds, done loads of sort of Yorkshire-based ones. So to actually get to travel around and see the sort of the different styles of play and the different setups that different clubs have in the different parts of the UK has been really good as well.
What's the next project you're working on with them?
So I'm actually going to an Academies for Sport event. So Academies for Sport run some coaching days, and I'm just going in as their sort of star appearance, for want of a better word, get to coach them for the day. And yeah, similar thing really, meet the girls, give them some coaching sessions, some tips, a few Q&As. So it's a real broad mixture of different events.
And how can we find out more about the services Mintridge offer?
So they're really big on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know, you can give them a follow on there. Any schools or anything like that that want to have an appearance day, that want to get involved, you know, my biggest advice would just be to get on board, because the coaching days that you get, not just for the netball, but for a range of different sports as well, are really fantastic. And all of the ambassadors are great.